angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, that she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray, pour forth through the seats, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion on the cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Northeastern Aluminium Showroom, South Quay, Drogheda, next door to Classic Fireplaces. Phone 041 35105 or 27029.
Headlines from the Boyneside Radio News Desk with Mike Ahern. In Dublin, the ESB group of unions are meeting today to ratify their strike plan due to take effect from Monday week. The unions plan to stop work at the country's four biggest power stations and so cause blackouts on a rotating zone basis around the country. The strike notice was served last week when management told the unions that it wouldn't improve a 3% pay rise for 8,000 workers. In Derry, the IRA have claimed responsibility for last night's killing of off-duty RUC Sergeant Thomas Cook, who was shot dead by gunmen in the car park of the City of Derry Golf Club in the Creggan area. It's believed the gunmen escaped in a car taken from a family who'd earlier been held at gunpoint by four masked men in their home at Foyle Road. The car was later found abandoned. In Dublin, the Dáil ends its debate of the bill allowing for the constitutional referendum to be held on the ratification of the Single European Act later today. Meanwhile, at the committee stage, amendments proposing that the scope of the bill be widened are to be tabled by main opposition parties. Last night, the second stage of the bill was passed by 108 votes to 29. The bill is to be debated in the new Senate when it meets for the first time tomorrow. In South Africa, the authorities say that three suspected members of the outlawed African National Congress have been shot dead by police in a gun battle near Durban. Three policemen were injured in the exchange of gunfire, one of them seriously. And in Florida, a gunman who ran amok in a Palm Bay, killed four people, including two policemen, and wounded some 18 others, has been arrested after armed units used tear gas to capture the man who'd taken refuge in a shopping center. The weather word for the area, generally dry with good bright sunny spells today. However, there's a risk of outbreaks of rain spreading from the south by evening. That's it for the moment from the news desk. In Cabaret, this Saturday night at the Julian's Town Inn, the fabulous Johnny Peters. Yes, he's a great entertainer and a powerful singer, and he's live at the Julian's Town Inn this Saturday night with great support band Feedback. Don't miss the fantastic Johnny Peters from Dublin and Feedback this Saturday night at the Julian's Town Inn, Julian's Town.
Northside Blues Home Radio Bingo, and your numbers for today, Friday, are number 2, number 4, number 9, number 15, and number 16. Those numbers once again for today, Friday, 2, 4, 9, 15, and 16. And your free draw number for today, number 299. That's 299, your free draw number. Northside Blues Home Radio Bingo.
Due to continued expansion, Boyneside Radio now has a vacancy on its sales team for the Dundalk and North Louth area. So, if you'd like to be an advertising representative, earning generous commission, working for Ireland's largest regional radio station, call Boyneside Radio on 042-71736.
Come on into today's People's Choice on Boyneside. How are you doing? Because you're looking well. It's 9 minutes after midday. The Thompson twins there. Get that love. Go on, get it. Go out and get it. Go out and get it right now. That's for Alice. How are you, Alice? Alice Givney down there in Boha Brewer in Drogheda. Thanks very much for the call. Now, this is number two. And we're saying happy birthday to a regular listener, Deborah Brady. Hi, Deb. Deb is 18 today. All your friends wish you the best. And Declan as well, with this one from Bon Jovi.
public demand. Yes, the Village Folk are back at the El Molino Hotel this Thursday and every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. The Village Folk back at the El Molino Hotel, Julianstown, this Thursday and every Thursday at 8:30 p.m.
Better pricing is just part of the new Ford service deal. You'll get professional service by trained technicians, approved Ford and Motorcraft parts, friendly reception, convenient opening hours, and plenty of parking space. So why cut corners on service?
Yes, check these service prices at M. Smith & Sons Limited, Drogheda. Complete exhaust replacement Fiesta, £43. 12,000-mile major service Cortina and Sierra, £52. Complete clutch replacement Fiesta, £86. These prices include parts, labor, and VAT. So check Ford first at N. Smith & Sons Limited, North Road, Drogheda, today.
Remember the slogan, check Ford first.
Carter Security Limited, now in the Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda, with all your security needs. Locks, safes, etc. In fact, everything connected with security. Come in and look around. And don't forget our security service for factories, hotels, car parks, shops, etc. Telephone 041 32656. Carter Security Limited, for all your security needs. Now in the Abbey Shopping Centre, Drogheda.
Around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
and that's number three today at the People's Choice. Lots and lots of requests for that. We're going to say hello to Mrs. Rosie Kane at 47 De La Salle Crescent in RJ. And hello to you, Rosie. Congratulations on the birth of a baby girl in the Lourdes Hospital. That's from your husband, PJ, and your children, Martin, Mandy, and PJ. And also for Anne-Marie, Susan, and Jane, and they're working in Drogheda. Hello to you from Anne. And also for Paul and Jane, Paul and Joan, in Moneymore. And for Peter and Stephen in Moneymore as well. There you all had that particular song, The Irish Rover. Oh. Now, we want to say hello to Lorraine Mulready too, and Paddy Campbell. It's 21 minutes past midday on the PC on Boyneside. This is number four. It's for Eleanor and Leanne in Meadowview, and it's Europe.
Reason
after the final countdown. You're up there and Gary. Now, this is number five. It's for the... Mr. John Brady. Hello to you, John. John Brady, 90 Crevian Park in Balbriggan. His birth is on Sunday. And wishing you a happy birthday is Teresa and Matthew in Skerries. And also Bernie and Mary, Jean, Fiona in Moneymore. And also Alison Moye. Moye, Week in the Presence of Beauty. That's also for Kathleen Hia Keeley. Kathleen Keeley in Dunlear. Hello to you, Kathleen, from the Slevin family. It's 29 minutes after midday. An Irish song now coming along. This is for Paul at 116 West Court. Hi, Paul. The new one from Joe Dolan for you. Don't Set Me Free. It's a good song. It's Joe Dolan back in the charts again.
Poison pain. I wish we could breathe. back again.
E. Snavely, being of sound mind and body, do bequeath the following. To my wife Rose, who spent money like there was no tomorrow, I leave £100 in a calendar. To my sons Rodney and Victor, who spent every penny I ever gave them on fancy cars and fast women, I leave £50 in pennies. To my business partner Jules, whose motto is spend, 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 I leave nothing, nothing, nothing. And to my other friends and relatives, who also never learned the value of a pound, I leave a pound. Finally, to my nephew Harold, who oft-times said, a penny saved is a penny earned, and who also oft-times said, gee, Uncle Max, it sure pays to go to the rugby club. I leave my entire fortune of £100 billion.
In the Drogheda area, CMAC provides a wide range of services for married and engaged couples. Last year alone, over 1,000 people were helped by CMAC. To meet this growing demand, CMAC need more counsellors. So, if you're married, aged between 26 and 45, and would be interested in this exciting and rewarding work, come along to the Information Night in Fatima School, Dublin Road, Drogheda, this Tuesday, April 28th at 8 p.m. If you're interested but unable to attend, please phone 37045.
Better pricing is just part of the new Ford service deal. You'll get professional service by trained technicians, approved Ford and Motorcraft parts, friendly reception, convenient opening hours, and plenty of parking space. So why cut corners on service?
Yes, check these service prices at N. Smith & Sons Limited, Drogheda. Balance wheels and track steering, £11. Replace front brake pads, Fiesta, only £16. These prices include parts, labor, and VAT. So check Ford first at N. Smith & Sons Limited, North Road, Drogheda, today.
Remember the slogan, check Ford first.
On the 4th of July, 1806.
The Star and Crescent proudly presents the Dubliners.
The cargo of
Come along and celebrate the Dubliners' 25th anniversary in the business, in the Star and Crescent, on Saturday the 2nd of May. That's Saturday the 2nd of May for the Dubliners. Tickets are now available from the Crescent and also from Cars of Peter Street. You are advised to get your ticket early. This is the showstopper of the year. Saturday, the 2nd of May, in the Star and Crescent Center with the Dubliners. Members and guests are welcome. Great song there. We love that. We really do. Number one. And that's Madonna, of course, and La Isla Bonita. Now, singing there for Jean and Paula and Linda and Pat and Sarah. Hello to you, for man. All the girls working there in town. And hello to Angela and Rita and Margaret and Mary and especially Martina. And we say happy birthday to you, Martina, today, working down at the daycare centre in Lawrence Street. It's 20 to 1 now. This is number 8. And it's for Henry and Owen and Michael, listening and slain. And it's Debbie Harry. French Kissing in the USA. A lovely song there from Debbie Harry. Now, we're going speedily along here. This is number 9. And it's for the little brunette in James Street who loves this record. Hi, brunette. And we're going to play this for Alison Kelly and Melanie Kyo in Brookville. And it's the gorgeous song from Judy. I can't be with you tonight. Sexy romantic song. And I can't be with you tonight with Judy Butcher. It's 12 minutes to 1 o'clock now, and we're staying with the lovely girls. This is Dana coming up next. This is for Catherine Shields and Jacinta Cunningham. They're listening in the Drogheda area. They want to hear Dana. Little things mean a lot.
Little things mean Top 10 videos, Ulster Lane, Drogheda. Number 10, The Money Pit. Number 9, Commando. Number 8, National Lampoon's European Vacation. Number 7, Youngblood. Number 6, Room with a View. Number 5, Enemy Mine. Number 4, Murphy's Law. Number 3, Out of Africa. Number 2, Jewel of the Nile. And at number 1, The Karate Kid 2. Remember, you can hire out a video player for just £2.99. Film vouchers, 12 films for £10, 25 films for £20. We put people before profit. McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
Going out for lunch or dinner? Then call into the Rosnery. It's a lovely hotel, the food is great, and a meal will set you back surprisingly little. Going out for a drink or meeting friends? Then make your rendezvous at the Rosnery. It's the ideal place with the best of drinks and service. Looking for somewhere to stay? Then call to the Rosnery. They'll make you welcome. The Rosnery Hotel, conveniently located on the main Dublin Road, Drogheda. Telephone 37673 or 37811.
Yeah.
back, brother. Go on, get back. The Beatles singing for Oliver Sweeney in Duleek. How you doing, man? It's now 4 minutes to one. This is number 12. We're saying hello to Olivia and Mary. They're listening in Laytown. Hello, girls. Here's your song, Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to run the world. Are you going on the marathon?
Yeah. donations from that song was went to the Band Aid Trust, of course, in London, and that is Tears of Fears singing there for you. You're with Boyneside Radio, AM and Stereo FM. Good afternoon to you. It's now just gone 1 o'clock. The next song is number 13. We're going to say it to Paul and Christopher. They're working in the town centre in Drogheda. And we're going to play it also for Oliver Carroll from Kentstown.
Hi, Oliver.
All the girls in the salon who are mad about you say hi. And this is Paul Brady.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a good song, isn't it? It's a great song there from Paul Brady. The title track to his LP, Hard Station. Now, number 14 is a song that I think is very good. It is a track from Huey Lewis and the News, and it's called Walking on a Tin Line. And it's with Thomas, Michael and Larry. They're listening out there in lovely Laytown on this gorgeous sunny afternoon. Boyneside says hi to you at 7 minutes after one. Huey Lewis and the News.
We'll be right back. McEntee of Ross and Slane offer you, the farmer, a great deal in all your needs. From cattle grids to piping, come in and see us this week or call us on 041-24231. We have it all at Sean McEntee's Ross and Slane.
In Cabaret, this Saturday night at the Julian's Town Inn, the fabulous Johnny Peters. Yes, he's a great entertainer and a powerful singer, and he's live at the Julian's Town Inn this Saturday night with great support band Feedback. Don't miss the fantastic Johnny Peters from Dublin and Feedback this Saturday night at the Julian's Town Inn, Julian's Town.
We're taking a break for the news in 2.5 minutes' time on this station, and we'd like to invite you to rejoin us around about 1:30 for part two of The People's Choice. Don't you dare go away now.
Eastern Aluminium Showroom, South Quay, Drogheda, next door to Classic Fireplaces. Phone 041 35105 or 27029.
It's 1:15 on Friday afternoon, the 24th of April. National and international news headlines from the Boyneside News Desk with Micah Hearn. In Derry, three people have been arrested today in the Bogside area in a follow-up operation after last night's killing of off-duty OUC Sergeant Thomas Cook, who was shot dead by IRA gunmen. The killing has been widely condemned. And in Belfast, two blast bombs were thrown today at the joint OUC Army base on the Springfield Road. No injuries were reported. In Dublin, the Dáil is set to end its debate of the bill allowing for the constitutional referendum to be held on the ratification of the Single European Act later today. Meanwhile, at the committee stage, amendments proposing that the scope of the bill be widened are being tabled by the main opposition parties. Last night, the second stage of the bill was passed by 108 votes to 29. The bill, meantime, is set to be debated in the new Shannon tomorrow when it meets for the first time. In South Africa, the authorities have revealed that over 1,400 children under 18 years are being detained under the country's state of emergency. In total, there are some 4,244 people being held in detention. And the authorities say the three suspected members of the outlawed African National Congress were shot dead by police in a gun battle near Durban earlier today. Three policemen were injured in the exchange of gunfire, one of them seriously.
Meantime, the South African Supreme Court has overturned some of the state of emergency regulations which ban first-hand reporting of political violence there. In Dublin, the ESB group of unions are set to meet today to ratify the strike plan due to take effect from Tuesday week, the 5th of May. The unions plan to stop work at the country's four biggest power stations for 48 hours and so cause blackouts on a rotating zone basis around the country. The strike notice was served last week when management told the unions that it wouldn't improve a 3% pay rise for 8,000 workers. Off the French port of Boulogne today, three fishermen were killed when a French trawler and a sealing car ferry collided as the ferry was backing out of the harbour to start its journey to Folkestone. The trawler sank. Meanwhile, off the Belgian coast, the final phase of the operation to salvage the Herald of Free Enterprise has been underway today. Tonight, the ferry is to be towed to Zeebrugge after the seawater has been pumped from the vessel. Then the remaining bodies aboard the ferry will be retrieved. Cardinal Tommaso Fioc today said that the state's contribution to services for Irish emigrants to Britain hasn't kept pace with the growth of the problem. The Cardinal also said there were more priests from Irish dioceses needed in a temporary basis to keep in touch with young Irish emigrants there and help them cope with the problems they faced. In Florida earlier today, a gunman was arrested after he'd run amok in Palm Bay, killing four people, two of them policemen, and wounding some 18 others. He was surrounded in a shopping center and overcome when the authorities fired tear gas into the center. And in Connecticut, as many as 29 people are feared dead after the collapse of a high-rise block of flats under construction at Bridgeport. The official death toll has been put so far at 9. However, attempts are being made to retrieve bodies from the rubble. And American President Reagan has called for a complete elimination of all medium-range nuclear missiles worldwide, and not just their removal or reduction in Europe. He made the comment in a statement coinciding with the opening of the arms reduction talks currently underway in Geneva involving American and Soviet negotiators. And that's the national and international news headlines from the Boyneside Radio News Desk at 19 minutes after 1. The local news with Anya follows this break.
Black's Garden Centre, Dublin Road, Drogheda, can supply all your garden needs. We have a fully comprehensive range of plants on display, also a children's playground and large car park. RTE's gardening personality, Jerry Daly, will be at Black's this Saturday, April the 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m. to answer all your gardening questions. For further information, phone 041-29124. Black's Garden Centre, on the main road near Julianstown Village.
Northside Blues Home Radio Bingo, and your numbers for today, Friday, are number 2, number 4, number 9, number 15, and number 16. Those numbers once again for today, Friday, 2, 4, 9, 15, and 16. And your free draw number for today, number 299. That's 299, your free draw number. Northside Blues Home Radio Bingo.
And here at Le Mans with just two laps to go, it's Niki Lauda who's way out in front in an unassailable position. I don't know how he does it. His car seems to be jet propelled.
Two laps to go. Mustn't lose my cool. No problem with the car since I fitted that fully guaranteed Borsal exhaust from Jack Doran. And the bodywork is looking great too, thanks to chip fast and chip gloss paints from Jack Doran. Now for the checkered flag.
And he's done it. Niki Lauda is the winner of the 1987 Le Mans Grand Prix.
Don't forget, you're a winner every time with car parts and paints from Jack Doran, North Key Drada. Take it from one who knows.
Berlin Boyside Radio, in touch with you.
Drada politician Jimmy Mulroy has been named by an Taoiseach in his panel of 11 nominees to the Senate. Alderman Mulroy's elevation to the upper house of the Oireachtas follows the recent reverses in the general election and Senate election, and is being interpreted as approval for Mr. Haughey for his showing in both elections, and Mr. Haughey's belief that he can use his term in the Senate as a stepping stone to entry to the Dáil at the next general election. The new senator was first elected as a public representative in the local elections of 1985, and is set to begin his career in the upper house straight away with the opening of the debate on the bill allowing for a constitutional referendum on the Single European Act. A local man has advocated that the government and Catholic bishops set up an Irish office in New York in conjunction with the archdiocese there to deal with the problems of Irish immigrants in America. The suggestion was put forward by Drogheda emigrant Neil O'Dowd, who yesterday addressed the Catholic Bishops' Commission on Emigrants at their meeting in Stillorgan. Mr. O'Dowd, who is the publisher and editor of the influential Irish Emigrant magazine in the United States, told the commission that thousands of Irish people living in America were being thrown out of work under tough and immigration laws, and he called on the Irish government to adopt a far more activist policy on the issue of Irish people illegally living in the United States in a bid to get legal status for them. In County Louth, it has been learned that the Fine Gael party are to hold the annual general meeting of their county executive, the governing body of the party in the county, on Monday week in Dundalk. A lengthy agenda has been circulated for the meeting, with a wide number of reports to be delivered by outgoing officers in addition to the election of incoming officers. It's understood that what's thought may be a controversial report from the county organiser on the recent general election won't be read at the meeting, but will be discussed at a later date. Meanwhile, speculation that new party leader Alan Jukes may attend the meeting hasn't been ruled out, although informed sources say that he may defer his visit to the constituency until a later date. In the Drogheda area, meanwhile, it has been learned that members of Young Fine Gael locally are in the process of organising an information night on the problem of AIDS in the near future. A number of County Louth musicians were to the fore at the Sligo Fresh Kill this week, with Yvonne Woods from Carlingford winning both the Committee Cup for Interpretation and the Dennis O'Sullivan Prize, while adjudicator Mr. T. Gwen Jones from Wales said he was raised to the heights by the playing of Jane Donnelly from Dundalk. Meanwhile, at the annual Sligo, which was held this year in Mullingar, Scunmore Shunta from Talentstown took the award for the Under-9 Music Play category. Two youths are due to appear in Drogheda District Court today on charges of breaking and entering a premises on Wellington Quay earlier this week. The youths were attempting to break into Audio Plus premises on the quays during the week when they were apprehended by Gardaí. The PRO of the Boyne Valley Tourism Council, Leo Boyle, said today that there has been an overwhelming response to the International Trout and Coarse Angling Competition to be staged in conjunction with the Sights and Sound Festival at the end of June.
Well, the response has been fairly encouraging, in fact, because I suppose the aspects that are involved make it so, because angling is becoming more popular as the years go by, and this thing is happening during the height of the holiday season, plus, of course, during the Sights and Sounds Festival. And in fact, there are two competitions. There is one on the 28th of June, for the trout anglers, and there's also one for coarse anglers on the 4th of July, and each category carries a total prize fund of £1,000. Now, actually the sponsors, Heineken, have said that they would double this prize fund for the following year if the 60 applications are taken up from each category. Now, at the moment, of course, we feel that this will be done because of the response that we have had so far. And incidentally, the Drogheda Anglers Club are running this, and it is an international competition, so in that respect we feel that it should be very successful.
Where in fact will the competition be staged?
Well, it'll be up beside Newgrange, actually, on a stretch of the river there. I think it's around... Well, you see, they haven't got the facilities that they used to have before. You know, they're limited now to particular stretches of the river, in fact. And I think Slane and Rosson have other stretches of it, you know. So they just, that's all they have at the moment.
So when you said there was keen interest and in fact it had grown in popularity over the years, are we talking about from an international point of view?
Oh, yes, we are, of course. Certainly we are indeed speaking from an international point of view, because you will find that most foreign people that do come on holidays to Ireland, that a large percentage of them are very keen fishermen, probably even more so than our own anglers, in fact, because they come to different other countries. I mean, I think it's seldom that the Irish angler goes away to foreign countries in relation to the amount of foreign anglers that come to this country. So they're really keen anglers, you know, Denmark, Germany, England, Scotland and all these places. So basically, if we had a good river, of course, I mean, with plenty of salmon in it, we'd even get more people over here, you know. But possibly things will pick up because of the rehabilitation scheme that is going on with the spawning beds and that, you know. And all we want now would be the Minister for the Marine, Brendan Daly, to get his act together and to control this devastation that's taking place at sea. And if that is done to any degree, even a 50% degree, most Irish rivers would be practically full of salmon and trout. But as it is at the moment, things are beginning to pick up slightly, and we hope this will be a continuing trend.
Gardaí at Kells are investigating the robbery of two cars in the same area in the town early this morning. One of the vehicles was a red Carina, registration ZG6725, and a silver Carina, registration 480IID. Anybody with information regarding the whereabouts of these vehicles, you're asked to contact the Gardaí at Kells on 046 40999. A silver coin with an inscription on it has been found at a cafe in Drogheda. The proprietor of the Moorland Cafe in West Street discovered the inscription on the money some months ago when the money was handed across the counter. The inscription reads as follows: Bill and Chris, the 7th of the 4th, 1958. For more information, you can call to the cafe at West Street in Drogheda. And finally in sport, Dundalk is a town gripped by cup fever this weekend as the town's soccer 11th bid to regain the FAI Cup on Sunday, when they will be at full strength for the final against Shamrock Rovers at Dalymount Park. Meanwhile, the town's rugby 15th line out against Kilkenny in the final of the town's cup, the Premier Junior Trophy. The game is being played in Longford. In golf, local star Des Smith was the best of the Irish players in the Spanish Open yesterday with a 68. Meanwhile, in boxing, Drogheda's Wayne Riley beat Black Waterstown F. Mullen in the semi-final of the 12 years 39 kilo at the National Juvenile Championships in the National Stadium. Another weather forecast: dry with good sunny spells today, some mist and fog in coastal areas. Temperatures today around 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. Winds light to moderate southeast to east. Widespread outbreaks of rain in the southern areas will spread northwards this evening. Temperatures tonight around 7 to 8 degrees Celsius. And the ad hoc further spells of rain tomorrow, mainly dry on Sunday and into next week. And the shipping forecast for the North Irish Sea: winds light to moderate southeast to east, with rain spreading from the south later. Well, that's the news and the weather. I'll be back in the afternoon with more news.
At Abbey One, retained for a second week, nightly at 8, except Saturday and Sunday at 9, it's The Colour of Money. With Late Show at 11.15, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Also at Abbey One, Saturday and Sunday at 3 and 7, Pinocchio, plus The Gummy Bears and A New Beginning. Children and families only, £1 per person. At Abbey Two, from Friday the 24th, for 7 days at 8, it's Soul Man. Late Show at 11, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Special Late Show at 11 on Thursday. Admission 150 to this Late Show only. Great films, always at Abbey 1 and 2, Abbey Cinema Drogheda.
Prices range from £5.75 a square yard for quality wall tiles and £8.75 a square yard for quality floor tiles. We also keep a range of parquet floor and vinyl tiles.
Due to continued expansion, Boyneside Radio now has a vacancy on its sales team for the Dundalk and North Louth area. So, if you'd like to be an advertising representative, earning generous commission, working for Ireland's largest regional radio station, call Boyneside Radio on 042-71736.
Kermack Tiles, opposite Connolly Brothers, Dyer Street, Drogheda, are pleased to announce a massive stock clearance sale. Fantastic bargains throughout the shop. We stock the largest selection of ceramic wall and floor tiles in town, and our prices range from £5.75 a square yard for quality wall tiles and £8.75 a square yard for quality floor tiles. We also keep a range of parquet floor and vinyl tiles, bathroom accessories and mirrors. Top class fitters available if required. So why not call down for our massive sale? Starts today, Friday 24th of April. Phone 041-34368 for details. We also stock Ireland's best quality corners.
this Saturday night at the Star and Crescent Recreation Centre, Fair Green, Drogheda. It's revival in the lounge. And on Sunday night, it's trendy super disco. So, for an action-packed weekend, this weekend, make it to the Star and Crescent Recreation Centre, Drogheda. Members and guests, welcome.
Have a Mitsubishi day. Drive your cares and blues away. We got a Mitsubishi engineer for you.
Test drive the new 87 range of Mitsubishi at Kieran's Northside Motors, North Road, Drogheda. Telephone 041-31072.
Mitsubishi cars are second to none. Driving to work or having fun. The best thing anyone can say is have a happy, carefree Mitsubishi day.
Every Friday night, get to the Mega Dance Championship at the Tom Tom Club in Luciano's and Pavarotti's new disco bar. Join in the atmosphere of this glittering occasion in your favorite night spot. There are heats every Friday, so don't miss the Mega Dance Championship in the Tom Tom Club at Luciano's nightclub and Pavarotti's new disco bar in the Boyne Valley Hotel, Drogheda. You're number one.
Doing a monster mash. Most of the taxis